Kate, and you're listening to the Poem Podcast. So this is just a podcast where we talk about, you know, poems. Today we're talking about Annabel Lee, which is one of my favorite poems. I think it is so beautiful and sweet. I can't fully relate to this poem, but let's be honest, I don't know who can fully relate to him. But if you know anything about Edgar Allan Poe, you do know that he lost a lot of women in his life due to disease. He lost his mom, and I think he lost his wife. I can't remember if he lost another wife or... I'm sorry. I guess I'm not the expert, but I can relate to having someone pass who you care about, and I do know how much it hurts. So I also think the way that he wrote this was just really sweet, and I don't know, I just connect with the poem. So I'm going to read you all the poem, and then we are going to go in depth and just kind of talk about it a little bit more from there. So, Annabel Lee by Edgar Allan Poe. It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that maiden who lived there you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden, she lived with no other thought than to love and be, loved by me. I was a child, and she was a child, in the kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than a love, I and my Annabel Lee. With a love that winged shepherds in heaven converted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago, in a kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out a cloud of chilling, my Annabel Lee. So that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me to shut her up in the sculpture in the kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know in the kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud that by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love was stronger by farther than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we, and neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea could ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing my dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars never rise, but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide, I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in her sculpture by the sea, in her tomb by the surrounding sea. So that was Annabel Lee. I'm sorry, I know I messed up a little bit in it, but you know what? That's okay. So the reason why I like this poem so much is because it's so different from his other poems. As you know, his other ones are kind of dark and just not as sweet. But that is why I like the poem. So I just want to say thank you for joining me for today's podcast. I will see you next time, and I hope you enjoyed it and learned a little bit more about poetry, and I don't know, but I hope you enjoyed. Bye.